The next Texas legislative session doesn't start until January, but the battle lines are being drawn. One issue sure to be contentious: lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender rights. Lawmakers have introduced a number of bills, some intended to help LGBT folks, others that would strip protections and reverse recent gains. KERA's Christopher Conley takes a look.
Democrats in the state legislature have put forward a sweeping agenda for LGBT rights. Some bills would expand non-discrimination protections in housing and employment, for example. Others are more symbolic, like a bill that would remove homosexuality from the Texas criminal code. But these are Democratic bills.
Realistically, it is an extremely challenging environment, and it would not be realistic to expect passage of this legislation in the upcoming session.
Chuck Smith heads Equality Texas. He's more concerned that anti-LGBT bills will have a better chance in the Republican-dominated legislature. He says success in Austin next year would be to simply hold the line.
We are certainly currently living in a period in which there is significant pushback from people who did not support the freedom to marry.
For instance, more than a dozen large Texas cities already offer some non-discrimination protections for LGBT residents. The state offers none, and a proposed bill would block those local laws. The bill's sponsor, Northeast Texas Senator Bob Hall, declined an interview request. Hall and his fellow conservatives argue that LGBT protections often violate religious freedom and burden small business owners. Here's Hall speaking to the conservative group East Texans for Liberty in September.
We're going to be going after trying to protect the florist, the shop owner, the adoption agencies, and things like that. This next session.
Perhaps the biggest fight will be over bathrooms. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has promised legislation that would restrict people to using bathrooms that match the sex on their birth certificate. LGBT advocates say that explicitly targets transgender people whose gender identity does not match the sex they were assigned at birth. A similar bill caused huge controversy in North Carolina earlier this year.
Just so you're not confused, when you go to the restroom, the M does not stand for make up your mind, and the W does not stand for whatever.
That's Lieutenant Governor Patrick at the GOP convention in Dallas in May. He told the crowd this should not even be a debate in America. But when he spoke to Dallas business leaders last month, the lieutenant governor softened his rhetoric. Transgender people, he said, have been using the bathrooms of their choice for years without any problems. But, he said,
if laws are passed by cities and counties or school districts that allow men to go into a bathroom because of the way they feel, we will not be able to stop sexual predators from taking advantage of that law like sexual predators take advantage of the internet.
Chuck Smith of Equality Texas says that's fear-mongering.
The claim that protecting transgender people is somehow going to cause people to pretend to be transgender people in order to commit offenses, it has not occurred.
Smith and other advocates have a new powerful ally in their corner this year. The business community worries such legislation makes the state less attractive to employers who might want to move here. The Texas Association of Business estimates that $8.5 billion and 185,000 jobs are at risk. University of Houston political scientist Brandon Rottinghouse says this pits the Republican Party's social conservatives against those focused on economic issues.
We've seen this happen before in some other instances, but this is one of the more dramatic examples of those issues really coming to a point.
Rottinghouse says that party infighting could hurt Republicans, but he says some leaders see red meat social issues as crucial to winning re-election in 2018. Either way, LGBT advocates expect more unfriendly bills will be filed before lawmakers head back to Austin in January. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.